it doesn't say that he's a priest or anything, but he came at the exact time that Mary and Joseph had Jesus there. What strikes me is you know, sometimes we look into the shepherds, oh man, they're just really wonderful. You know, we glamorize that. The wise men, wow, they travel a long way. But we probably know, we're never going to have an angel come to us and say, seek after Jesus. We probably aren't going to have a star in the sky telling us, you know, you need to go worship Jesus. But what we're having right now is the Holy Spirit led Simeon to the temple on the exact day that Mary and Joseph were there with Jesus. And the Lord is telling us that same Spirit that was in Simeon is in you if you're a follower of Christ. And so I want to look at the life of Simeon today and just say, you know, Lord, I want to be more like him. I want to be like Simeon. I guess I would, by the time we're done, I hope that you'll say the same thing. Simeon, a Spirit-filled man. Luke 2, verse about 25 to 28. We'll kind of skip over the words that he spoke. Maybe we'll look at that next week. But, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God. And Joseph and Mary, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them. I think this little personal sketch of Simeon is just, it's kind of guy I'd like to be. I don't know about the rest of you, but 1 Corinthians 10:11 says that all these things happened to them that we read about in the scripture as examples to us. They were written for our admonition. And God commands us in Ephesians 5:18 to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so, in a sense, God's saying, I want you to be like Simeon. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I think this is our choice, because I don't think God ever asks us to do something that we can't do on our own. I mean, don't have a choice. Yeah, I want to be this. I want to obey you. I want to do this. So the results of Simeon can be the results for us. The note on your outline says, Simeon, filled with the Holy Spirit, waited for, saw, worshipped, and spoke for Jesus. So this can be the story of our lives. We could put our name in the place of Simeon. I could say, Eldon, filled with the Holy Spirit, waited for, saw, worshipped, and spoke for Jesus. Okay, how about at the count of three, let's all say this note, and you put your name in its place, okay, instead of Simeon. Okay, one, two, three. Eldon, filled with the Holy Spirit, waited for, saw, worshipped, and spoke for Jesus. Is that asking an awful lot? I don't think so. I think it's big, and I'm saying, wow, Lord, I just want you to lead us to be hungering and thirsting after more of God's Spirit, to be like Simeon. Foursquare doctrinal statement number 10 says the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to endue the believer with power, and that his coming is after the same manner as in the Bible. Wow. If you're part of this church, you're saying, I'd like to experience more of God's Spirit. Let's go through our outline, okay? Number one, Simeon is an example of one filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill in a few blanks just to kind of keep us awake and following and help us to remember better. Simeon is an example of one filled with the Holy Spirit. I realize that there's a lot of confusion in our world and even in the church world, the body of Christ, about, you know, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? What does it mean? Let me just see if I can maybe clarify a little bit. I've got two glasses here. Justin was pointing out how they look a little bit dirty. Okay, that's true, because these are us. Okay, we kind of look on the, pretty much the same on the outside. Okay, I hear some snickers. That's okay. But there's a big difference on the inside. I've got some things here Well, I should have really gotten someone to help me, but I... Okay, let's put some things in this one glass. Okay, here's a really nice agate. Ah, it doesn't fit. Just leave it out. I didn't test that one. Okay. Here's some really, you know, most of this stuff is really pretty valuable. I've got, there's another agate. I don't break the, I got here some arrowheads, if I can find them. Okay. Ooh, here's one. This represents the life of a person that just got a lot of stuff going. I mean, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of valuable stuff here. I don't know what it's worth. I wouldn't want to predict that, but it's another agate. Wow. A lot of stuff going. I'm not sure what that is, but okay. Well, that's probably enough. Okay, this person comes to Christ. When a person comes to Christ, the Holy Spirit indwells them. Okay, so let's put the Holy Spirit, let's say it represents water. So here's, Holy Spirit comes into this person's life. Okay. Now, the amazing thing about it is, that is a full life. Well, it's not quite full of water, but it's a full life. A lot of stuff going on. Lots of business, lots of relationships, lots of hobbies, lots of stuff going on. And here's another person that comes to Christ. Okay, and I'm not going into the details of you know, how this stuff gets removed. It's through repentance. It's through conviction. Lord, I just, you know, I really love this stuff. I love doing this. But God says, no, that's going to hinder the work of my Spirit. And so then we say, okay, God. And when we find out, you bet, it would have hindered God. And so we repent of things. So I'm not showing the rocks coming out of there, but it says of Simeon, he was, the Holy Spirit was upon him. Now I grew up being taught, when you're saved, you got it all. The Holy Spirit is in you, so be happy. But I discovered, as I probably was in my 20s, I began to observe people. I began to observe people. There's some people that believe you got it all, so be happy. And then I saw other people that were filled with God's Spirit. They believed in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they weren't afraid. They weren't afraid to fellowship with others. They weren't afraid to meet together and pray. But I was amongst this group, and I was scared to death of that other group, because they might speak in tongues. They might all of a sudden lay hands on you and pray for you. Ooh, that just scared it scared something out of me. And I just did not want any part of that. And so as I observed these two different groups, I said, you know what? I do not want to be amongst those that are afraid of the other part of the body of Christ. I want to be a part of this group that is not afraid. I want everything God has for me. I want to be filled with your Spirit, Lord. I want to be baptized in your Holy Spirit. Fill me, O Lord. John 7:38 says, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And so, as I observed, it not only is he filled up, but it begins to run over, and it runs, and it affects people around him and or her. It affects it. If there's flies on the table, they're gone. They're out of here. Flies are Beelzebub, the Lord of the flies, the devil. And so I observed that I love what I saw in these people. But I said, this is not, I don't like what happens in this life here. Luke 2:25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. So if you look at Scripture, whenever it says the Holy Spirit is upon them, it's an outpouring. It runs over. The Holy Spirit was upon them. You you say, well, you know, is that, you know, okay, big deal. I want to interest all of you in the fact that I believe there's a difference here. There is a difference. When you pray for the filling of God's Spirit and he comes upon you, it's going to, not only is there a cleansing of your life, but there's a running over that affects people around you. There's a running over that affects people around you. Well, let's start with our bullets there. Simeon, he was just and devout. First of all, he's just. What's just? It means he's honorable. He's fair in one of his dealings with others. Okay, that's about his relationships with people. And then it says he was devout. Devout is about our relationship with God. It's vertical. It's sincere. It's earnest. It's committed. I guess the question is, are we? Are we just? Are we devout? Affecting our relationships with one another and with God. Second bullet is, he waited for Jesus coming. He waited for Jesus coming. Is that us? He was waiting for Jesus' first coming. We're waiting for Jesus' second coming. How do I know that I'm waiting for his coming? I think one of the ways we wait now is we're realizing that when Jesus returns, there's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. And God is saying, are you on the highways and byways inviting others to the marriage supper? Or are you going to walk in alone and say, and Jesus is going to say, where's your guest? And you'll say, I was busy. My life was full. I was happy with it. God's saying, no, 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 no. Are we waiting for Jesus coming? Are we calling for Jesus? I just look forward to your return. It could be any time. Could be in the next weeks. Could be more likely it's going to be in the next years, because there's a lot that needs to be done. There's a lot of people that need to get saved. There's people in Miles City that need to get saved before Jesus returns. Do you have a heart for them? Do we have a heart for them? He waited for Jesus coming. He waited for the consolation of Israel. That's the comfort of Israel. How does the Holy Spirit work in us? I was reading about these two guys, these men that were going to go visit the Niagara Falls, and they got to. Has anybody here been to Niagara Falls? There's a bunch of you. I've never been there. I'm going to someday. I've heard that when you go there, you are overwhelmed with the amount of water that's going over the edge, the amount of power that, in a sense, is being wasted. And one of the men looked at all that water, and he said, "That is the most unused power in the world." The other man said, "No, it isn't. No, the most unused power in the world is the Holy Spirit in believers that are not using and not calling upon God's power to work in our lives." A.J. Gordon was driving through East Texas, and as he approached a ranch on his left, he saw a well, and a pump was pumping. And it looked like a man was pumping. I don't know if you remember those old wells we used to have. And he was pumping away, just steady the whole time. Oh, just on, for 10, 15 minutes as A.J. Gordon approached, the guy wouldn't let up. I mean, he was just pumping and pumping and pumping. And as he got closer, he realized, that is not a man. It was an artesian well that they had cut out a plywood man, and the elbow of the man was wired together, and it was wired to the pump. And so the man he wasn't pumping the water. The water was pumping him. He was deceived. He thought it was a man, just was tireless. No, it was the water pumping him. There's a lesson for all of us. If the Holy Spirit is in us, the Holy Spirit is pumping us and keeping us going. We're not trying to work things up. We're not trying to make things religious. We're not trying to make things happen. The Holy Spirit is making things happen in us. Praise the Lord for that. Number one, Simeon was an example of one filled with the Holy Spirit. The bullet, he was just and devout. He waited for Jesus coming. Number two, Simeon's future was revealed to him. This is amazing. I think in the heat of spiritual battle, sometimes we need to remember that prophetic words spoken are just really encouraging. I can, Carol and I sometimes review some of the words that were spoken over her 30 years ago when we first got married. I'm telling you, sometimes that is so encouraging because they, prophetic words, told her, here's what you're going to do. They told her that she would be involved in a church like this. And I said, are you nuts? She is lying. She doesn't know what she's talking about. This is a woman, but it's true. Wouldn't you say she's pretty helpful here? God spoke that over her. Simeon's future was revealed to him, and God's spirit wants to speak about your future. He wants to tell you some things that would really encourage you and reveal to you. Luke 2:26, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. I think that's just amazing that he knew that he wasn't going to die until he'd seen the Messiah. I think God wants to tell you some things. Before you die, you're going to see this and this and this. So be encouraged. Don't give up. It says in 1 Corinthians 14:1, desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy, which edifies the church. The Holy Spirit wants to speak over your life. And he might just do it as you're in your prayer time. You'll say, you know what? I just know. I just know this is going to happen. I know I'm going to see this. And we sometimes look forward to the moving of God's Spirit because we know we're going to see it. I hope you're around when it happens because it's going to be an amazing time. But why? In the meantime, we wait and we don't give up. Abe Lincoln said the best thing about the future is it comes only one day at a time, because if it was all thrown at us, it would just absolutely mess us up. God wants to speak to you about your future, that you're going to be victorious in 2018. There's someone here, you're wondering if you should give up. I just like to say God's saying, don't give up, because 2018 is going to be a victorious year for you. You're going to overcome some things that you haven't been able to overcome in 2017 or before. That's a word for you. Number two, Simeon's future was revealed to him, and God's Spirit would like to reveal some things to you. Number three, Simeon was led by the Holy Spirit to Jesus. This is an amazing thing that on the exact day, see, Simeon, he was not a priest. He was not there every day. Or they would have told us that, I believe. But he came on the day that Jesus was there with his parents. He was led by the Holy Spirit on the exact day. The Holy Spirit desires to lead us each day to bring us closer to Jesus. Every day, listen to the Holy Spirit. Luke 2:27, so he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up into his arms. My question to me is, are we listening to the Holy Spirit? Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We're the children of God. We're led by him. I think we need to start every day out saying, Lord, lead me today. Show me what I'm to say, where I'm to go, what I'm to do. Number four, Simeon held Jesus close and worshiped him. There's nothing like close relationship with Jesus. His touch can heal. His touch can restore. His touch can give hope for the future. Opportunities to worship him. Simeon, Luke 2:28. He took him in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. That's Simeon. He says, now I can die because I've seen the Messiah. And I was told that. The Holy Spirit told me that I would see this. I don't think, was Simeon a spiritual giant? I think sometimes we look at people like that. And we say, no, I could never be like him. But the thing is, these guys are devout, they're devoted, they're spending time in God's presence, they're praying, they're saying, Lord, show me what to do, show me what my life is all about, show me what you're calling me to be, show me how to live for you. Simeon held Jesus close and worshiped him. I believe 2018 is a year, I believe, for some of us to begin to worship Jesus every day, not just on Sunday, every day. Take some time and say, Jesus, I just want to worship you. I just want to lift you up. I just want you to know that I'm in love with you. And number five, Simeon's words blessed others. When filled with the Holy Spirit, words bubbled out of him. They came out. Words came out. You could ask my wife about who I was before I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. She'd say I was quiet and really pretty cynical and pretty prideful. I'm not saying I'm not that now. I'm just saying I'm becoming more and more wanting to just speak out words that bless people and bless Jesus. Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. The reason we're filled with the Holy Spirit is to speak words that encourage others. Simeon spoke words about Jesus. Luke 2:33, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him, and Simeon blessed them. What a blessing to speak out words from the Holy Spirit that really bless others. Ephesians 4:29, let no unwholesome words proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edification, that we may speak grace to the hearers. When the Holy Spirit is upon us, Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Then you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. As we get older, most of you are just really young, and so you're not thinking about what your life, what you want it to be. But when we get up, like some of us, we're saying, you know what? I really want to do this in my life. I really want to see people get saved. I really want to see people get touched by God's Spirit. I really want to see people healed. As we get older, we say, God, I just believe I'm going to see it. I believe I'm going to see it. You remember Luce and Clark, who did the great expedition in 1804, that they explored the Louisiana Purchase? If you know your history, okay, they came through Montana, I guess, came through here someplace. They returned being heroes to all of America, because they had done this amazing, dangerous expedition. Meriwether Lewis, he spoke of his heroic life. But he said, as I've lived since that time, he said, I am so disappointed in life. He said, I can't believe that we experienced that glory when we came back. It was so wonderful. But he says, my life has been a downhill slide since then. And he ended up committing suicide. Can you believe? Well, the truth is, unless God is in your life, you reach a point where it's kind of downhill. But if the Holy Spirit is in you, we can be like Simeon, where we just keep moving. Simeon, he said, before I die, I'm going to see the Messiah. And he did. He said, now I can die because I've seen it all. I've seen the best. God is speaking to us, I think he's saying, your life can be more and more and more, better and better and better, the older you get. It can be because of God's Spirit in us. Let's pray. Lord, as time goes by, we need the filling of your Spirit. We need more and more of you. Forgive us, Lord, for sometimes saying, I want all this stuff. I want these hobbies. I want this stuff because I can't live without it. And you're saying, clear it out and I'll fill you up to overflowing. I'll fill you up so that like Simeon, you can say, the older I get, the more exciting things get because I can hold Jesus in my arms and worship him and hold him close. Lord, I just ask that you would open some eyes here in this room today for us to see that life can be more and more exciting as we go. 2018 can be more exciting than anything we've experienced because of your Holy Spirit in us. So I ask, Lord, that you would increase our hunger and our thirst after you and your Holy Spirit. We ask that this morning, that we would increase in our thirst for living water that would fill us up.